Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo, yiggity, yo. Welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley. On today's show, I'm going to share some bittersweet news. This is actually going to be the last episode of our first season, and I'll explain why and the things that we have in store for you. But before we get into that, three things I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for this podcast, as always. I'm grateful for life lessons and experiences because they're definitely shaping me to become the person that I need to be to obtain the goals that I want to obtain. And lastly, traveling and experiences. So yeah, like I said, at the beginning of it, of the podcast, I will be pausing the podcast for a while, and I'll explain a couple different reasons why, but don't worry, because we will be back. So, you know, I've kind of hit a transition into my life as a entrepreneur where, I don't even want to say a transition, one of the things that I'm really starting to learn is that with anything that you do, you have to count the cost. Like, what is this costing me? And then what is it bringing me? And this podcast is one of those things that brings me an insane amount of value. And for, you know, you listeners out there, you guys get a bunch of value. But we haven't hit our sponsorship goal. But with that, also, I have to honestly ask myself, how much effort are you really putting into it to find sponsors and to find ways to fund the podcast? And because I've been pulled in so many different directions, you know, chasing so many different goals, I haven't really put forth the time and energy that it would take to obtain sponsorship to actually make this a revenue stream. So I had to talk with my team and let them know, like, hey, we should definitely pause the podcast until I can, you know, finish up some of these other projects. And I've talked about it in a couple previous episodes about priorities and prioritizing your life. And this is one of the things. I just have to prioritize some other things in my life. You know, like right now I'm closing in on, you know, my book launch date. The book is in the final stages of being edited and published. I'm closing in on the recording of my recruiting course. I'm closing in on moving into a new house in Providence. So a lot of life events going on, and I think it would be best and more beneficial and increase the viewership if I were just to do a podcast, and, you know, a video podcast on YouTube. But that takes a certain amount of time. That takes a certain amount of equipment and tools and resources, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought it would be wise to pause the podcast so that way I can turn my attention to some of these projects. So that way when they get, you know, finished, over, done with, then I can turn my attention to the long-term game of the podcast. I mean, I think this would make episode 195. This is something I'm definitely proud of, you know, 195 episodes on a podcast. That shows commitment, that shows dedication, that shows determination. Podcasts in my car, podcasts on the road, podcasts 30 minutes before it's supposed to be posted, all the different things. But yeah, I just thought I'd share that with the listeners so that way when y'all look on Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you're listening, you're not like, yo, like, where's the episode at? Now you know. We're just taking a pause. We shall be back with a new season, more topics, more guests, all that good stuff. So feel free to still subscribe. Give me a follow on Instagram at coach_bees. Follow the podcast at Beast Podcast. And please DM us your thoughts, you know, comments, questions, concerns, any ways that we can improve the podcast, or any other topics that you want to, you know, hear me rant about or express my thoughts about. But yeah. Oh, and one of the other things that I have to, you talk about too many things in the fire. And shout out to Nikki, because I stole that phrase from her, and we knew. And it's interesting, like, like using that analogy as I'm thinking about it. So random, but I think it's important for the situation I'm explaining right now. I remember, you know, when I was asking Nikki to help me out with the podcast, you know, and I was telling her all these things that I was creating, all these ideas I have. She was like, man, you got a lot of pans in the fire. I don't think it was pans was the word that she used, but she, you know, you got a lot of things in the fire. I'm like, what? I'm like, that means like, and she's like, had to explain it to me, like, oh, like that means that you're doing a lot of different things. And it's not until just now that it hit me, you know, like that analogy, like thinking about you have a fire and you have a fire pit and you're trying to roast, you know, 7 different things in that fire pit. Like, not everything is going to get cooked all the way through. And if they do get cooked, it's going to take an insane amount of time. You're going to have a, you know, rather than cooking one thing at a time and then setting it to the side. It's like, imagine you have a stovetop, you got 4 burners. It's like trying to have 6 skillets and trying to cook 6 skillets on 4 burners. It's not really going to cook that efficient. Right. So definitely taking that time to focus on my book, focus on the release of my Game On program. We released it in France. Now we're releasing it in the US in English. So focus on that release date and the marketing that goes with that. Focus on this recruiting course that's still in the creation process. And focus on, you know, the Beast basketball business, because that's what fuels the podcast. So, you know, but yeah, so just my thoughts. Hopefully y'all can understand that. But like I said, please DM me. I'd love to have a conversation about that. And shoot, if you want to, you might as well hop on the podcast. But all right, y'all. Peace.
Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. And don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.